Hi everyone, thanks for joining me again. My name's Stephen Cronin. Welcome to episode 5 of my watercolour diary. Hope you're all well, practicing your painting, lots of watercolours. Weather here in the UK, it's just I think the end of summer has just started, began now. We're just moving into autumn. The temperature's dropped notably. It's definitely gone cooler. I had the heating on a couple of nights. And landscapes. I've just started doing a few winter landscapes with the snow scenes, which are always nice to do. I probably prefer the winter landscapes to the summer ones, if I'm totally honest. I just find them a bit more sort of moody and bleak, atmospheric. That's just the sort of thing I like. So in this episode, I'm going to continue with some questions that Rosa had. She's done quite a few, several actually, so I couldn't cram them all into the last episode. So I'm going to start off this one with a few more of her questions. So the first thing she asks is, did you try any other mediums other than the watercolours? Now, I touched on this in the last episode. I did an acrylic winter landscape scene just the other day, funnily enough. And that was the first one I'd done for a long time. Maybe 3 or 4 years. I have tried oils. I've spoke about it again recently at Family Bob Ross oils. Had some of the Winton ones as well, but I couldn't get the tops off. So I will try oils. I'm going to try and mix it up a bit more in the future. I do like watercolours. I just like the way there's no messing about. I can just sit at the easel. The paints are already egged because I use them dry on the palette. I haven't got to set anything up. I can just sit down and just go for it straight away. I can make as much mess as I like. The wife does complain about all the paint up the wall. I thought it would rub off being watercolours, but unfortunately it doesn't, because it's been there for about 6 years now. And the older paint, it's sort of stuck on there. I think I'll just have to wait till we redecorate. Either that, or I might eventually get round to buying some sort of summer house or shed or something for the garden, use that as a studio. But I would like a shed or something in the garden where I could just make as much mess. I've just got these idea of having these big canvases painting oils on these great big massive canvases, but I can't paint like that in the house because it'd be too much mess. So that's something for the future. Moving on, Rosa asks, how long did you paint before starting YouTube? Now, I think my painting sort of coincided with YouTube. I think YouTube started in about 2005. I started painting in 2006, I think it was. And I think I'd been painting about 12 months, so only about a year. I mean, I wasn't great or anything like that, just pretty average, really. And then I think it was about 07, I think I started my YouTube channel. So it's been going about 13 years now. And looking back, I mean, my first videos, obviously they do look a bit primitive. I'd like to think in 13 years I've improved slightly. One thing, I am fully aware that in those 13 years I have pretty much stuck to the same format. I've deviated very little. I would like to try and mix it up a little bit in the future with YouTube videos. I've been saying for ages now about painting outdoors, and I'd love to try that. I think time's been the biggest issue, because I've never been in a position where I could quit my job. So I've gone part-time with work. I work for the NHS. I've managed to drop some hours, so to give me more time to paint, but I've never been able to earn enough money to do it full-time, maybe one day. So, which is why I generally tend to paint in the house, because it's just quicker. There's no setup time, so everything just works better that way. Maybe one day, but yeah, I'll definitely look into painting outdoors, I think, more, because I do get sometimes you get tired of using the same photographs and reference material, looking on the internet, looking on me Google photos, seeing what shall I paint today. It would be nice to be outside and just scan the landscape and be able to just pick little details out here and there, little compositions. So I'll try and look into that, how I can do that moving forward. So yeah, I mean, how long did I paint before starting YouTube? It was about 12 months. And yeah, the early videos didn't have commentary on them because it was so difficult. It's like when you're trying to drive a car, you have to you could only focus on learning the craft. You couldn't come and talk at the same time. It was impossible. So I tended to play like classical music in the background. And then after a while, with a bit more experience and confidence, I started doing the commentary. But even now, I do. Obviously, when you're making a video, I tend to stay more within my comfort zone. I can experiment more when I'm not recording because I don't have to think about commentary or just rush. One thing I used to do in the early days, well, I think it was the first couple of videos I made. I didn't rush, and I just edited out all the parts where there was nothing happening, and it took an absolute age. And I thought, I can't do this every time. I'm just going to spend all my time editing. So I decided to just film everything from start to finish, so you see everything. But obviously, that makes you slightly rush slightly because you're aware that the viewer wants to see action. You don't want to see big, 10, 20, 30 a minute at a time when there's nothing happening on the screen. I think that's probably one of the reasons why I work so quick, because I'm always aware that there's someone watching, and that's just continued into my normal painting when I'm not even recording. So I'd say YouTube has definitely influenced the way I paint. But like I say, it is nice to when I'm not recording, because then I can just slow down slot. Well, I don't slow down that much, but at least I can think more and experiment more, and that's probably when I'm learning myself, when I'm not filming. So Rosa then asks, how do you decide what to paint? Now, in terms of subjects, some people like still lifes, some people like painting portraits, and maybe one day I'd move into that, but for me it was always going to be landscapes. I think I might have been an explorer or something in a previous life. I just love exploration and walking around landscapes and just seeing what's around the corner, and lakes and mountains and places with massive wide open views where you can see for miles. So I was only really ever going to paint landscapes, big dramatic skies as well. So I think deep down, my first love would be like the natural world and just being outdoors exploring amongst the trees and underneath the sky and the birds and all the animals. And so landscapes is what I chose to paint. So generally what I do when I get home from work, I'll sit at the easel and I'll think, what do I fancy painting? Is it a summer scene? Is it a winter scene? Recently, like I just said before at the start of the podcast, I've just got into the winter scenes now. So then it's a case of, what am I using as reference? Do I make one? Sometimes I make one up, but I do generally prefer to work from a reference photograph. And again, I prefer to work from my own, definitely, because I know what sort of composition I'm after. If I'm a bit short of reference photos, if I haven't been out recently with my camera, then I'll tend to look on the internet, try and find a photo. Or sometimes, and I'm not keen on doing this, but I'll look at maybe another painting, someone else's painting, and use that as reference. I don't like doing that because the artist there has made all these decisions about composition and tone or values and all this, that, and the other. And so I always feel as if I'm cheating if I'm using another painting as reference. But it's a good way to sort of stay on track and try and staying fresh and keeping all your techniques and whatnot up to date. Not so much up to date, but just continually trying to learn when you see what other people are doing, because there's always someone out there who's better than you, and there's always something to strive for, some way of improving. I can always look at paintings and think, I could do this better, I could do that better. So I'm just thinking now, when I get back, what will I paint? I'll probably continue with the winter scenes for now. Maybe look at through some old photographs, or maybe just look on the internet for a nice sort of wintry landscape photograph, or maybe another painting. When I do use other people's paintings, I'll try and change it, try and put my own signature on it. I don't like paint just copying someone else's work, without changing something. I like to use my own colour palette. I generally try and just make it as moody and atmospheric as I possibly can. Often with the winter scenes, a limited palette tends to work better. because you tend not to get so much colour in winter. There's a lot of snow. One thing I did discover recently, I suppose it with the winter landscapes, with the acrylic, you use loads and loads of white for the snow. But obviously with watercolours, you've got the white of the paper, so it's more about preserving the white of the paper to use as the snow. I spoke about this on well, I wrote about this on one of my posts on a recent painting on Patreon. It's so tempting when you see that white paper there. The temptation to paint over it with some colour is almost irresistible, but restraint is key. So just preserving that white of the paper to represent the snow. Maybe at the end, just a few little shadows here or there, or little bits of grass that are poking up through the white of the snow, just to finish the scene off. So yeah, so generally I don't decide on what I'm going to paint until the very last minute when I'm actually sat at the easel, and I'll just have a think, generally just for seconds, and think, yeah, I'll do a winter scene today. Quick church for a reference, and then bang, I'm off. So that's give you a brief insight into my world of watercolours and some of the techniques and whatnot that I use. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for all your support, especially your patrons over at patreon.com/StephenCroney. Very much appreciated. So until next time, keep practicing and happy painting.